As part of the fourth annual Estevez School Education Speaker Series at the Sage Colleges, New York State Commissioner of Education, Dr. John King, spoke before a crowd of undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral students. The majority of the conversation focused on the implementation of the Common Core, the new set of curriculum standards being adopted by 45 other states and the District of Columbia. King himself has drawn harsh criticism from parents, teachers, and administrators on New York's rollout of the new standards, especially concerning the standardized testing of third and eighth grade students in 2013. King defended the standards and explained how classrooms are oriented in ELA and mathematics under the Common Core.
In English language arts, a lot of it is about writing and making sure that students have the writing skills and communication skills that they'll need to succeed. It's also about making sure that students can do the kind of critical reading that's required for success in college or in an entry-level job where you're asked to read a technical manual and understand it. In mathematics, the focus is on problem solving, and students not just seeing math as a set of rules that you memorize, but actually as a set of tools that you apply to solve real-world problems. And what you see in classrooms today is teachers making those shifts so that our students can think critically so that they can be successful in college and careers and in life.
Speaking to reporters afterward, King said New York is committed to the standards and expressed concern over any delay in their implementation.
My view is that we've committed as a state to the Common Core. We have work to do to continue to improve implementation, and we look forward to doing that work along with the governor, the legislature, and our school district.
Education issues have dominated much of the state budget negotiations underway in Albany, with the governor pushing for universal pre-kindergarten, property tax freezes under the tax cap, and lawmakers making their own adjustments. School districts have worried about their ability to roll out new standards in a time when funding is tight. Commissioner King said the Education Department has come up with the right amount of funding to implement the Common Core.
We've put forward a $1.3 billion proposal for the increase in education spending. We think that's the right amount to support our schools. Obviously, the budget process will play out over the next few weeks, and we'll see where the governor and the legislature end up. At the same time, school districts need to think carefully about how resources are allocated. We see boards and superintendents grappling with these tough decisions. Where are the places where they can gain efficiencies? What are services that they might share with neighboring districts? How do they think about leveraging technology to help create access to opportunity for students? And those challenges are going to continue to be there for our school boards and superintendents, unfortunately.
When asked by reporters about what he would do differently about the Common Core rollout if he could, King said he would like the public to take a closer look at the standards and not to confuse them with other issues school districts are facing.
Certainly as we look back on the adoption of the standards in 2010, I think one of the keys, not just in New York, but around the country, has been how do we ensure that parents have a good sense of what the Common Core is and what the Common Core isn't. As we've seen in the last few months, the Common Core has at times gotten conflated with other concerns, whether it's resource concerns or other concerns that folks may have. But the Common Core is about a common sense set of standards that help our students be prepared for college careers and life.
As state leaders are rolling out their education budget recommendations in the next few days, citizens and advocates have been making themselves heard across the state. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.